Network Marketing 2.0 Show, Episode 017. For show notes, go to networkmarketing2show.com.
Live from the My Empire Pro Studio, it's the Network Marketing 2.0 Show with Ola Abitagu. It's time to upgrade your home business. Are you ready? Welcoming the host of the show, here's Ola.
Hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. What's up, Next Nation? We have some really cool things I'm going to be sharing with you over the next few mini-series. On this particular one, I'm going to be covering the top 10 problems of reps who dedicate 100% of their efforts into building network marketing brands. If you're looking for the top 10 network marketing companies to change a struggling status, you're wasting your time. First of all, there's a serious problem with the title rep. It usually means the over-glorified unpaid salespeople that we have in network marketing today. Be honest, are you one of them? Granted, it's individual reps' responsibility to learn the skills and build a productive business network and downline that actually produces sales. Therefore, this episode is not about bashing the network marketing companies from the top down, but to empower you from a rep status and elevate you into a true entrepreneurship level, okay? 99% of reps, okay? 99% of reps will never be entrepreneurs. That's a fact. So in this episode, I will share with you the top 10 problems attached to building a business through network marketing companies, but we have the ultimate solution already. So I just wanted to point them out to you so you can know that, in fact, by being here, you're getting ahead already. So this problem exists only if you have not upgraded to network marketing 2.0. So here we go. Number one, not a true representative relationship. So most people in the game are under the impression that they represent their network marketing company. In my very humble but honest opinion, you don't represent your network marketing company. In fact, even if your company is in the top 10 or top 100 network marketing companies, it's worse. You really don't represent them. You see, the word independent behind the phrase independent representative nullifies the true meaning of the word representative. Please review that last statement, okay? Let me repeat as a matter of fact. The word independent behind the phrase independent representative nullifies the true meaning of the word representative. So, the network marketing companies put the word there to protect themselves mostly from a legal standpoint, and I don't blame them. I just want to point out to you that your very unilateral contract only give you a selling right to your network marketing product. That's all it is. It does not protect your side of the deal. As a matter of fact, you don't have a side of the deal, okay? It's just a right to sell them products, okay? So if your company does not have you in an independent status yet, it also means that they're not in the top, network marketing companies in the world yet. That's what that means. They're still learning themselves. So, they will get there, and, if it's meant to be, and it will change eventually. Number two problem, no true freedom. People join this business often because of the freedom lifestyle that it promises. Well, if you've been in for more than 90 days consistently and paying attention, you should know by now that you don't have freedom. Yes, they have you in the independent status already, but that's not enough. They still want to milk you and your skills if you have any. Okay, therefore, let me just share this with you. They have certain rules attached to how you market and use their brand. I don't blame them. With network marketing 2.0, if you upgrade it, you shouldn't be using their brand anyway. Okay, you shouldn't be using their brand anyway. Number one reason why you shouldn't be using their brand, it doesn't work, okay? It doesn't work. And the number two reason is you're not allowed to use it anyway. But more importantly, it doesn't work, right? Why would you want to do that, okay? So when you have 20,000 reps using your brand for hype-driven marketing messages with illegal claims, you better have rules in place. So it's understandable these companies have to have those rules in place. However, not having marketing freedom puts a constraint on creativity, which is what allows top producers like me to remain competitive in the marketplace. I mean, they claim they got that part of their business for you, but that in the real business world is called not having control. Okay. You probably don't even own a business at all. Okay. So hate to break it to you, but these are the facts of the matter. Okay. So guess what? It actually gets worse the higher you go in the rank. You can ask any top earner you know. They start telling you how much time you need to spend traveling for the company, to do meetings around the country for the company, for other people's team. Once you get to a certain level, you're going to be approached if you ever get to that level. So for many, it's still worth it because they're making money. And I'm sure you're probably saying, hey, if I can get to that level, I would love to. I don't mind doing the travelings, you know. But this has never been about money, my friend. It's about freedom. As you can see, freedom is an illusion for most, especially in the top companies. Okay. So it's a thing of structure to put these things in place for the company, but also a fact that you may not get that freedom you've always hoped for. So today we all have affordable access to mainstream, media. And I promise you, you don't have to sell your freedom to make to design that type of lifestyle that you're looking to design. So number three, no true entrepreneurship training. A lot of these problems are closely related. As you can see, most network marketing train you to become like a cult member and just obey whatever they put in place. Sort of like an organized religion. There's a culture in place, just like a good old American corporate company. It gives them the most return on their investment because frankly, most people that start anything will not end it. So they know what the failure rate is. They kind of have an idea of where most people are going to end up, you know, that most people are just going to fail. Okay. So, but you're here right now and you don't have to be one of the failures in this industry. Okay. If you look at top earners close enough and you're a good observer, they all have individual unique ways of running their businesses. And that's how they became top earners. But of course, they won't share that with a newbie. At some level, they all went outside of the box. Okay. They all went outside the box to find the secret to their success. But as a newbie, they're trained, to prevent you. Okay. You as a newbie, they're trained to prevent you from going outside the box, you know, to have some kind of structure. Hence the use of fast start training and things that are uniform across board. These are good to certain levels, to certain extent. These are good things to certain extent. Okay. Here's the problem though. Okay. Here's a big problem. Once you get through the fast start training, that's where it ends. You may get loaded up with a bunch of leadership training. Okay. But no real actionable training. Okay. No real actionable training ends where you have people get stuck. People go into, witness protection, meaning they're not building the business. They stop picking up your phones and things like that. Right. So no real actionable training, such as even simple entrepreneurship wisdoms. Right. Things like no one is going to be your mommy and daddy here. You know, no one is going to be here to babysit no one, pretty much. It's essentially your job to get things done, even when it seems impossible. No one is going to teach you that, okay? No one cares about your legitimate excuses of not moving forward. Yes, they're legitimate excuses, but still, they're not going to help you move forward, right? Things like, I don't have the money to buy leads, you know, I don't have this and that, I don't have the time. You know, these are legitimate excuses, but they're not going to get you anywhere. They're not going to help you solve the problem. You know, things like, no one cares beyond the value that you bring to the table right now. I've had people approach me and say, hey, if you care so much about the world, why not let me in and do this for free? And then I'll just pay you back. Right. If you don't have the skills and you don't have money, what else do you have to bring to the table? That's always going to be a question, my friend, because we are here to make money. Okay. We run businesses to make money. And if you run your business for charity purposes, and you forget about the money part, even if it's defined as charity, you're going to stop running your operation very soon, because at the end of the day, you need money as a vehicle for your evangelism, marketing, whatever you want to call it. Okay. So the top companies are too busy collecting startup fees from fresh blood, and they don't have time to teach you real entrepreneurship. And that leads me to the next problem. Number four, no true marketing training. This is the one actionable thing that drives your whole business. From marketing to generating leads is the source of life for your business. Okay. It's that simple, right? I wish I can tell you otherwise. And guess what? Stalking family and friends does not count. Most network marketing reps or IBO or whatever the overglorified title is, are just mere reps. That's it. Okay. Just mere reps. They're stuck right after the fast start training, and they never started the business in the first place. So if you're one of the few lucky ones, then maybe you did one home meeting with two confirmed guests who never showed up. Sorry, you cannot blame this on the network marketing companies. It's just the nature of the beast. Everyone is in it to make money, to make profit. And if you can't catch the fire on your own, we have platforms, kind of like empirepro.com, for trainings that help you move forward with this kind of things. So again, you cannot complain to mommy about this one right here. You have to become the leader and entrepreneur, then do something about it. Find the solution. Being here is a step closer. So congratulations to you. Okay. Congratulations to you. There are no room for mediocrity in this game. Number five, no true media behavior training. Most network marketing reps are pretty much misbehaving on the social networks, Instagram, Facebook, everywhere. They're misbehaving. The income claims are over the top, and they only attract the lowest quality of prospects or regulation agency into the profession. It's sad, you know, but true. So here are five more problems that I don't have the time to cover on this particular episode. And number six, no true partnership. Number seven, no true support. Number eight, no true transparency. Number nine, no true long-term provision. Number 10, no true protection. See, in future episodes, I will have the time to go into more details, okay? I promise about this last five. The only solution to these problems however, right now, let me just tell you right now, is network marketing 2.0. That means building your self-leadership brand and defining the partnership with this network marketing companies in your operation by yourself. No one cares beyond the value that you bring, okay? No one cares beyond your value. And what network marketing 2.0 does is help you with identifying value that you already have in there, you just may not know, help you bring that to the forefront. And that's why people will join you in businesses. That's why people will do business with you. So remember that these companies are someone's businesses too. They're out to protect their own interest, which usually involves getting in the top network marketing companies in the world, which is usually measured in sales volume. Does that make sense? All right, good. So this is for this particular episode. I will see you on the next one, and peace. Are you ready to upgrade? Hey, Net2Nation, for show notes, recommended tools and resources, free training, and access to our highly sought after Network Marketing 2.0 Deluxe book and other top producer courses, go to the website networkmarketing2show.com. That's networkmarketing2show.com.